Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From yet another cat that is a part of the new Young Lions of Jazz, that was pianist Victor Gould with his song Brand New off his 2019 CD Thoughts Become Things. He was born in Los Angeles and now calls New York City home. He started playing piano at the young age of 4, and we caught up with him here at the show recently to talk about his childhood and this is what he had to say.
Piano has always been a part of my life, and so has jazz. I didn't really realize that I was going to pursue it as a career until maybe 10th grade, when I decided to leave the public school I was at and switch to an art school, LA County High School for the Arts. But it's always been a part of my life. My dad is a flautist with a huge jazz collection. So
he started his career as one of the first ever recipients of the Herbie Hancock Presidential Scholarship at the Berklee College of Music, and he would evolve into the prestigious Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz at Loyola University, winning acclaim and moving on into the real world of the stage, where he has performed and recorded with the likes of Esperanza Spalding, Terrence Blanchard, Branford Marsalis, and man, that list goes on and on with a lot of great cats.
We got time.
Yeah. Yes, we do. We'll keep going. Oh, okay. We're going to open this book and read it to you.
Oh, that's right. We're at a radio station. Never mind.
Never mind. Keep going. So there's plenty of more to come from this young cat, so keep your ears wide open. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs piano cats like Mark Lowry to Charles Williams, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best hour of jazz we could get our hands on.
You betcha.
That's right. So New Orleans saxophonist Donald Harrison was a big part of Victor's life, and as we get into his take on Freddie Freeloader via Miles off the 2002 CD, Kind of New, have a listen to Victor explain.
I was with Donald Harrison when I was 17, when I first, you know, the first month of school. He came to Berklee and wanted to put together an ensemble, and from there we ended up recording. And from then, from him I learned so much. And there's a lot of things you can't learn in the classroom that, you know, you just have to learn it on stage, seeing greatness up close.
Thank you.
This is Victor Gould, pianist and composer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a legendary jazz pianist, composer, bandleader, and educator, Mr. Ahmad Jamal. And this cat is good at what he does, and he's still at it. This is the song, It's the Good Life, off his 2007 CD called Encore. He is 89 years old.
Not far off from me.
That's right. You guys are getting close. And he just released a new album, which is phenomenal.
Well, that's what's cool. Yeah. You hear Tony Bennett, you know, who continues. He's getting up there, too.
Yeah.
You hear about him releasing a new album. And Doris Day.
Yeah.
You know, up until the time she passed.
Yeah.
She was still singing.
Oh, yeah. They just don't stop.
Yeah. Well, it's what, like we say, it's a thing we do.
That's it. That's the thing they do. So he is right out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He's had over 5 decades in the craft, and he just keeps on doing it. So in the tradition of legendary jazz pianist Art Tatum and Oscar Peterson, we have Champion Fulton's new release. It's an intimate house concert live on tour at Cellar Live Records, joined by longtime friend and musical partner Corey Weeds on the alto sax. We're going to listen to Tangerine off the 2019 CD Dream a Little as we pull up those proverbial covers.
Thank you. Snork here, calling in from Copenhagen, Denmark. I hope and know you're all listening to Neon Jazz is in Kansas City. It's the place to go for all that's good in jazz.
That was the European jazz drummer Snork Kirk with the song Close to Casey's Heart, 18th Vine, off his CD called Beat. And he did have some time here in KC and spoke fondly of this town during a recent interview. So after skyrocketing onto the European jazz scene as a sideman with some of the finest names in the Scandinavian jazz scene today, he is emerging as a full-fledged artist and composer. And when we caught up with him, he talked about how jazz was really his ultimate path in life.
Theater group with not professional but seasoned amateurs in the of the good class within the jazz thing, and I knew instantly that, man, that was the thing. It was just fantastic getting to play live, and I mean, even getting paid at 10, that was fantastic.
Led by the brilliant pianist Cedar Walton, here is the Eastern Rebellion. It always sounds so ominous, that name.
Yeah, really.
We're coming after you. Back in 1975, this is the song SKJ as the legacy moves on.
Yeah, what would a band opening for them would be like? The Syndicate.
Right. or the Western Softs. Yeah. Thank you.
Hi, this is Champion Fulton, Oklahoma native, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the gifted Montreal bass pianist and composer Andres Vial with the title track off his 2019 CD, Gang of Three. So this cat has gotten around, recording and performing with the likes of Peter Bernstein, Ingrid Jensen, Joel Miller, and so many others. He also composes music for film and contemporary dance. So from a star of the Latin jazz world we go next. This is Ray Santos, and we just lost him at the age of 90 on October 17, 2019. Over the years, he played saxophone with the biggest stars in Latin jazz and went on to write arrangements renowned for their economy and clarity. And during his heyday, he was a mainstay with the bands and luminaries like Tito Puente. This is the tune Calypso a la Duke. And we thank Ray for all of the good that he left behind.
Guitarist and composer Reza Abbasi from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz, and you're listening to A Throw of Dice, my music.
Thank you.
That was New York-based guitarist and composer Reza Basse with the song Moving Forward off the 2019 CD A Throw of the Dice, A Romance of India, the soundtrack to a vintage black and white Indian-German silent film from 1929. This is his 13th release and first film score, and we caught up with him recently at the show. He's an old friend of the show, and this is what he had to say about this particular project.
Based on the Mahabharata, which is a story, epic Sanskrit story from India, one of the two. It's a silent film, and in that sense, it's already a done sort of entity. You know, it's a masterpiece as it lies in, with itself. I had to sort of engineer a personal sound towards this film without overtaking the film, but yet, you know, holding on to this element of personalized music.
This is a cat that just reached out to the show. We're always glad they do. This is a London-based trumpeter and composer, Lars Speyer, with a music that combines a playful spirit with a melodic and rhythmic sense deeply rooted to draw people in. That's an introduction, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You get to do that one in front of about 10,000 people.
That's right. Over and over.
I had to do something like that for Roy Clark once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, brought him out on stage. And you're holding back some real forces up there.
Oh, yeah.
And that wasn't that loaded of an auditorium. It was a smaller town. And I thought I would try it out.
Yeah, sure.
What I did was I went, oh, are we ready? And you heard this surf of noise just sort of gather up from the back and move forward.
Yeah.
And I realized, like an oncoming jet, if there was a problem and they didn't want me up there, I wouldn't be.
No. You would be fuselage.
And then I brought on Roy, and away they went.
There you go. That's the memory maker
right
there.
What a great musician he was.
Oh, man, he was a showman.
You think of him as a great showman. You think of him as a country star. But he was a great jazz sideman.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
He's quite good, yeah.
Yeah, I may have to look up some stuff and get him on the show. Yeah. This is the tune Dalston Carnival off his 2019 CD Time Zone, so dig it. We'll be right back. Again, that was The Great Laws right out of London with Dalston Carnival off a tasty disc you should pick up called Time Zone. And speaking of that time zone, we're going to stick with London, and this is a band that you won't expect, John Christopher. This is another band out of London way. This is Coldplay.
Really?
Coldplay just announced two singles coming up on their new double CD coming out November 22nd, 2019. Chris Martin and company drop them. This is a tune called Arabesque, and it's featuring the horns of a Nigerian saxophonist, Femi Kuti, and his backup band. It's a good one, and I can't believe how much jazz they infused into this. They really went out of their way and found a new sound.
Some of these bands really do, the ones that became popular. I'm trying to think of one, Fish?
Yeah.
Same, that group was remarkable.
Yeah, and but there's some of these modern bands that I would have never thought would sound enough jazz to get on Neon Jazz. But Coldplay, I've always been a fan, so it's a pleasure to have them on the show.
Now, if Nickelback could pull that off.
That's right. We'd be talking about a whole other thing there.
Yeah, maybe it's time to change directions, fellas.
That's right. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions. Jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that could easily come out of London way, the Neon Beast, Mr. John Christopher.
I say meow.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time, kids. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Spill the tea.
Two raindrops and the same seas. You could be me, I could be you. Two angles at the same view, and we share the same shape. Ressemble
Neon Jazz.